SaskTel could soon install a new communications antenna in Northeast Moose Jaw as part of its modernization plan to install 5G services in the community and across the province. During its February 13 regular meeting, City Council voted 5-1 to approve a discretionary use application from the Crown Corporation to replace a 25-meter-tall, communication antenna support structure, at the corner of Caribou Street East and 13th Avenue Northeast. Coun. Kim Robinson was opposed, while Coun. Heather Eby was absent. The company can pursue this replacement as long as the Development Appeals Board grants a variance for the proposed 30.85 meters tower, contrary to the 4.5 meters in the zoning bylaw, and City Hall deems its landscaping measure satisfactory during the development permit process. SaskTel installed the original 25-meter tower after council approved its discretionary use application in 2013. With the company entering into a development agreement to address landscaping requirements. The company is now proposing to install a new, taller tower to assist with implementing 5G technology services in Moose Jaw. SaskTel will be presenting two additional 5G towers for approval in the future, said Michelle Sanson, Director of Planning and Development. Meanwhile, the department has notified affected homeowners within a 90-meter radius about the project, while residents within 75 meters of the tower will be notified because of the appeal process. Sanson added that the Crown Corporation must also advertise the project under Industry Canada rules. The city has zoned this property as R6 Mobile Home Residential District, while under the zoning bylaw, communication antenna support structures are discretionary uses in all districts, require council's approval and must conform with the official community plan, OCP, a report explained. The project aligns with the OCP because the closest communications tower is 2.3 kilometers away. The site access will remain the same and no new service connections will be required. The site is west of an M4 environmental low-service industrial district, while mobile homes are south in the R6 district. The city established the southern residential area before council approved the initial tower discretionary use application in 2013. The tower is near undeveloped vacant residential land for mobile, manufactured home developments to the north and west, while the city has no immediate plans to develop those properties and plans to analyze the area once the new zoning bylaw and OCP are in place. The proposed tower meets the zoning bylaw's setback requirements for communications antenna support structures. However, the maximum allowable height for development in the R6 district is 4.5 meters to accommodate mobile, manufactured single-level dwellings and to restrict the development of multi-level buildings that may not blend in aesthetically. Industry Canada legalizes telecommunications towers through the Radio Communication Act, so while municipal decisions are considered, Industry Canada has final approval authority if a municipality and company cannot reach an agreement. However, it prefers the parties to work together. SaskTel is fully compliant with Health Canada Safety Code 6 in the installation of these antennas, the Crown Corporation said in a letter to City Hall. The operation of all radio frequency equipment in Canada is regulated by a Health Canada Safety Code called Safety Code 6. Limit of human exposure to radio frequency electromagnetic fields. SaskTel will install and operate this structure on an ongoing basis to comply with Health Canada's Safety Code 6, as may be amended from time to time, for the protection of the general public, SaskTel added, including any combined effects of nearby installations within the local radio environment. The next regular council meeting is Monday, February 27.